What's up, everybody? We are back to Talk Time with Bo
and Jay, and we are on episode 21.
21. It's been we're back again a little bit faster than last time.
Just a little bit. A year versus a week.
Sure. Today we want to talk about social media, the effects it's had on us, our career, the effects it has on our clients, the good, the bad, the ugly, everything in between. We haven't really put out like a blueprint on how to talk about this today, so it's going to be kind of just us talking about it.
We're just going to go with the flow.
So one of the reasons I really wanted to talk about social media was because obviously the social dilemma documentary is going around talking about how they're tracking us and AI's out of the box and all that. And I only watched the first 10 minutes, so it could be more, but people seem to be quite distraught about it and upset about it. And my thing is like, I thought this was already happening. Like, I thought we knew they were tracking us and watching us and listening through my iPhone and all that kind of good stuff. But again, so with that, I wanted to talk about like the effects that social media has had on us, the good, the bad. And yeah, what's one thing you like about social media?
One thing I like?
Or one of your favorite parts about social media?
I don't know, just seeing my friends and family and what they're doing.
That was a real political answer.
What?
I'm just kidding. That's what you like?
No, I really do enjoy being able to like stay connected with my family from back home.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't seen my cousin and the baby that she had in May. And
yeah,
to be able to see pictures of him and like when she posts, like, it literally makes me so happy to see.
Yeah. And that's great. Obviously, you get to keep up with people. Like, we have people that we met in Nebraska, Europe, family that lives all over the country, all over the world. And that's such a great thing. But
It sounds cliche. It does. Because everybody's like, oh, I love keeping up with friends and family.
Like, that's the main reason people give for keeping it.
I think so, too.
Right. It's like,
yeah,
I have to have it because I have to keep up with my friends and family, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But somehow it tends to go into a different realm.
You go off a deep end.
Yeah, you go off a deep end. And for me, some of the ugly that happened to me with social media was I just got into this phase where I was following like all the best personal trainers. I was following all my favorite people, super successful. And then you somehow feel that all your efforts aren't good enough, right? You are learning, you're constantly adapting everything you're doing on a daily basis, and you have your own journey, but somehow it doesn't compare to working with like world-class athletes, or it doesn't compare with the car you drive. It doesn't, it doesn't look the same as these people that you somehow look up to and you're seeing through this lens of social media. And you know, they're posting all the great things that are going on with them. And you're basically not getting the whole story, right?
Mm. You're seeing the highlight. You're seeing all the good stuff. You're not seeing what happened to them the first 10 years of training or, you know, in their situation, what they had to go through, the adversity they faced.
Yeah. And that can hurt, right? It got to the point where I was listening to so many podcasts and I was looking at so much information on Instagram, and mainly Instagram. That's where I get most of my social from. And I mean, obviously Facebook's the hub and that's where the headquarters of everything I feel like on the internet is. But I got to the point where I literally felt like all my efforts were just, like I said, not good enough at that point. And I had to unfollow. I was following maybe 1500 people, and I went through for 3 hours and unfollowed everything that either that didn't make me happy or made me feel inferior or made me feel upset about the things that I was doing. And this was during a time where, you know, obviously our gym was growing. We were working hard. We had a lot going on. We had clients. Our day was full. And I still felt like, man, what am I doing? I know I should be doing more. I should be hustling harder. I should be working harder. And I almost lost the sense of like myself. And like, I felt like I lost a little bit of like being in tune with my own emotions and my body and like what did I need in the moment, like mentally and physically and spiritually, like what is it that I needed for myself? And you kind of, that can get out of control, right? And I only say this because I feel like it's the same with our clients. And, you know, I want to keep it in the realm of like in fitness. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of clients I've worked with like follow, you know, personal trainers or fitness people in the industry, and they look up to these people. So they eventually like get inspired and like, hey, I want to join a gym or I want to work out. And they follow you or they follow me or they follow a bunch of other people. And they have this idea of what fitness is supposed to be in their head. And and it can create some weird ideas about what's the right thing to do when it comes to your fitness or stuff like that. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. What do you enjoy about social media?
Well, with social media, I have to give it all the credit for me starting a business. We started the gym in 2015, and this was before anybody was making like a ton of content. Like this was before the big wave of posting four times a day. We were kind of early to the party with Instagram and Facebook. Like we were posting clients in the park every single day, and people were starting to notice, and everything was real organic in the very beginning. And so I have to credit social media with like really being the catalyst of like us getting to the point right now, because without it, I'm not sure how we would have grown the way we did. Right. Like, you know, we would go work out. It was 6:30 in the morning. And then right after, I was posting pictures and people were seeing it when they were going to work and stuff. So I love the fact that I have a why when it comes to social media. Like you have to figure out what your end game is with social media. And for me, I know it comes down to like, I eventually want you to become a customer, or to come to us with questions about fitness, or just be the authority in like fitness when you think about these things. And so social media allows us to tell a story about who we are, our lives, even if it's stuff that's fun. I feel like it comes down to the why of I'm doing this in the first place. And that's to get attention, to get a customer, to eventually make money, or, you know, be the authority that people go to when they think about how can I get help or what do I have questions about nutrition or health. So I like it because it's a free way to advertise yourself and to tell a story and to build a business. So, you know, I've been able to compartmentalize that over the past like 6 months to a year. Like social media stopped becoming about entertainment and it became more about like, okay, what's the end game? And that's, like I said, to get attention and to make RNG a brand and to make ourselves a brand, or, you know, whatever you want to call it. So that's the nice part. But again, a year ago, it was not that for me. It was like, if I was on my phone, I was either trying to entertain myself or I was working, right? And then the lines get blurred on which one you're actually doing in the moment. So I was talking to my mom about this the other day. She's like, are you addicted to it? She's like, can you stay off of it? I go, yeah, I actually can. But it took me a long time because I didn't have boundaries with it. I was like, every time I was on my phone, I was like, no, I'm working. But I also had these 15,000 people that I was following that was also entertainment for me. So I was just literally on my phone for my entertainment and for work. So it was like, I was just on it nonstop. And I told myself, I have to find a way to not make this my entertainment and make it just about my purpose with social media, which is, I said, again, to build a brand, to do biz, to work, you know? Yeah. And that took a lot of work.
Do you use it for entertainment at all now?
I don't.
Not at all.
I don't. Like, it got to the point, I really thought about that. I was like, what do I use it for?
Mm-hmm.
I use it to literally express thoughts I have, like through Twitter, to give my ideas about personal training, health, and life through my Instagram, and to try to use my life as a story for people in my family will see it later. So what I mean by that is, like, I want my kids to have a better understanding of who I am and who their mom was, or grandma or great grandma or me, you know, in the next life. Because one thing that I really regret is not being able to know, like, my great grandfather, or like even my grandfather, like, or even my parents in a better way. Right. Mm-hmm. So I think I tell you all the time, I was like, I feel like we're the first people in our family tree, because virtually they're going to have everything about us, right? They're going to know, like, what we were like 5 years ago. They're going to know what we were thinking about, what we were posting, or at least give you a glimpse into our life, which is why I like to post so much, because it gives you an idea of what I was thinking about, what our life is like, what our principles are like. And, you know, and also to show them, like, yeah, we're in love, you know, like me and you, and like how important that is to me for them to know that. So, yeah.
It changes the intention behind really everything that you're doing when it comes to social media, right? Like, that's such a big part.
I think so.
When we talked about that, like, it changed the way that I looked at the situation of social media.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, yeah, totally. So I don't use it for entertainment, but I use it for a purpose, for like I said, doing business, and hopefully my family sees who I am.
Yeah.
Because I want them to know that, you know, we took chances on ourselves, and this is what we believed, and we worked hard, and we put in effort, and we were in love, and we tried to do the right thing at all times. And a lot of times, you know, people are out here posting stuff. I just post something today. Like, I never want to be on the wrong side of history. And I want my kids to know that we always try to do the right thing. And I think a lot of people don't realize that they're leaving an imprint on the world by some of the things that they're saying right now, right? Like, this virtual stuff doesn't die, you know, it's not going anywhere. Everything you tweet, everything you like, everything that you post. I think a lot of y'all's great, great grandkids are going to be disappointed with some of the things that you said, right? And, you know, or the things that you thought. And I don't think people think about that. And I think it would change. I would think it would change the way you post, the way you think, the way you go about your daily life and what you do. Because, you know, I never want my great grandkids to be like, oh, grandpa was weak, or grandpa had some thoughts that didn't align with history very well. Or so everything I do is like for that bigger game, you know?
Yeah. And you're super conscious of that. Like, you're constantly thinking of that. You're thinking about what you're saying. You're not just saying the first thing that comes to your mind. You're taking the time.
Yeah.
But it did take you a time to get to this point. No.
Yeah, totally. Like, I still, like,
cause you're fairly disciplined with it. I'll even say that, like, you really are. I feel like you're more disciplined with social media than I am, because I get stuck in the entertainment phase still. Of feeling like I want to be entertained.
Yeah. But
I don't know if it's such a bad thing sometimes. Like, you have entertainment through video games, kind of like your guilty pleasure, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we all have something, right? For me, it's more of like being on my phone, but not necessarily working.
Yeah.
Like, just being obsessed with baby stuff right now, like people who are pregnant and what they're going through, and then, you know, baby clothes and,
yeah, and like
unnecessary shopping.
Yeah, and it's crazy because there's so much information and so many cool things that you can learn from being on your phone or on the computer or on the internet, because, like, information's endless now, right? So it's like you can go in all these wormholes of, like, cool things or interesting things or things that are funny. And I had to be honest with myself and be like, I'm not. Again, those lines got so blurred for me where I was like, I would say I'm working, but I'm actually, like, not doing that, right? So I had to be honest and say, like, I can't make this my entertainment, because either I'm doing both things badly. Either I'm not entertaining myself very well and, like, making free time for myself to be on the internet, because I also know that it's connected to my work, right? So I can't even just be on Instagram, because I'll scroll by and then a client's drunk on a Saturday night and we talked about their fitness goal for the week, but 2 days before, you know? So then it becomes, like, stressful for me because it's like, damn it, Steven, like you're supposed to be focused and now I'm not having fun anymore.
Sure.
So I had to be honest with myself, or the opposite. I'm trying to work, and then I ended up on some NBA dark web trade rumor thing that I got interested in. So I couldn't separate the two. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying people can't. It's just I could not. Yeah. So I had to figure out different outlets for myself. I was like, okay, well, I'm going to read. I'm going to read books. I'm going to play video games. We got a basketball hoop at the gym. I'm going to play basketball right now, mm-hmm. or I'm going to just work out and be by myself and not have my phone on me. But I had to consciously be like, I'm going to do these things and I'm not going to do anything else. Because if you're in this entrepreneur world, you feel like there's always something to do, right? There's always something that you should be doing or could be doing. It's not like you leave work at 5 o'clock in the afternoon and you're done. It's always on. You're always thinking. But so for you, like, where are you at with like the entertainment / work thing? Are you in a good place? Or are you in a weird place? Or what does it feel like for you?
I feel like I'm in a decent place. I don't really feel like I'm in a place that I feel depressed, because I've definitely been there before, where you start playing, like you've talked about, the comparison game, where you feel like, you know, you're following so many people that you're looking at their content and you're like, well, I'm not doing anything because look at all this stuff they have. And then you're comparing yourself, but not to that one person, but to like five of the best of the best, yeah. like worldwide, like they have millions and millions of followers. It's so unrealistic. Like, you should be happy for these people, right? But at the same time, you can't help but compare, because it's like, it's almost like instinctual in my body to like want to be the best at things.
Yeah, you want
and
that.
When I see this other person, I'm like, well, what do they have that I don't have? You know, like, why can't I do what they're doing? And if I'm real with myself, I have to ask myself, like, do I want to do those things?
Yeah.
Do I really want them? And I think that's where the whole Instagram game, I'll just put it in quotes with my fingers, changed. Because, you know, for a while it was something I really did enjoy, posting workouts and posting, you know, like what I'm doing in the gym and stuff. And now it's more of a, it's not so much something I enjoy all the time to like post Instagram workouts, like for people to like go and do. Once in a while, sure, if I'm like feeling inspired and like, you know, I don't mind doing it. Most of the time when I work out, I just want to work out though. Like, I don't want to film myself, and yeah. I don't want to have someone else come and film me, because it changes the energy and it changes why I'm doing my workout in the first place, if I'm being honest. Like, I love working out with a group in the evening, and if I ask someone to come over and like, hey, record this video real quick for me. One video, maybe it's not that big of a deal, but like, it really does mess with my workout and I don't enjoy it. And so I had to like just be real with myself and say like, I don't need to do this every single workout, right?
Yeah.
You can go find someone else to follow if you want that. That's not what you're going to get from me.
Yeah. And being honest with yourself about that is hard, right? It's like,
it's so hard.
Like, being able to create content in your own way for people, right? Like, we literally try to give content that people can use, right? It's not like we're just out here trying to just get popular just to get popular, right? It's like, I want you to get something out of what I do, whether that's me benching, whether that's me trying to tell you how to count calories, whether that's like some motivational or inspirational, or maybe I'm just calling you out. Mm-hmm. Maybe I want you to just get something out of it. And it's not just like selfish, right? It's not like I just want to talk shit just to talk shit, or I just want to show off my biceps just to show off biceps, right? It's not that. It's like, I actually want to give you something, because that's my end game, is to give you value. So hopefully you come back to me and either feel better about yourself, or you dealt with something that you need to deal with, or you ask for help, or you actually like come to RNG, or you train with us online. That's what I want you to get out of it.
Right.
You know, it's not, you know, and it's hard to, you see all these fitness people who have success, and you really have to be honest. Like, is this the things that's going to get me to have more clients, or the things that mm-hmm. I think that I want? And it's hard to find a balance of like, how do I create content that feels like authentic to me and also gives people value? When you see other people doing like workouts or giving tips that you can't really relate to, but you know that people like. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yep. Yeah.
And that can be hard. So yeah, it's tricky to navigate. And when it comes to clients, I just see so many clients that we try to make fitness simple, like
very simple.
Simple. I'm trying to break it down for you as simple as I can. Lift weights 3 times a week. Track your calories. Get protein. Get some sleep. Drink some water. Journal. Like, that's it, right? That, you know, in the most basic form. But if you see people on Instagram who are selling fat loss supplements, they're selling programs, they're selling this, they're selling that. And so you always feel like, it gets complicated, right? And then people have all these ideas about how they're supposed to get in shape or how they're supposed to lose fat or get shredded. And it makes everything so much harder, right? It makes our job harder because they think they have an idea, and they've seen people who are super in shape say these things, mm-hmm. more in shape than even us, like mm-hmm. me and you. And they say these things either to make money off of you or because that's what they're actually doing.
Or just to get the attention.
Right? Or to get the attention.
They want something.
Yeah,
they want something. Their intention is to get something from you, whether it's your money, whether it's your eyes, your time. Like, they want something from you.
Yeah.
It's, and that's where, like, the social media versus, like, the in-person part, it's hard because, you know, you're with these people for a certain amount of time of the day, and then they leave you. And then they have the world in their hands and this little phone and, like, yeah. anything they can find, like, you know, information on. And if you're searching, like, you can find that, you know, the Fit Tea worked for this person and yeah. the waist trainer worked for this person.
Yeah.
And then they come back to you and then they're back into that position once again.
Yeah. And with fitness, there's so much contradictory ways of doing things, right? Mm-hmm. Like, let's talk, like, fasting versus having 6 meals a day.
Yes.
Like, you know, like some people say, yeah, you should eat all the time, smaller meals, 6 times a day, get your metabolism boosted.
Don't eat past 10 p.m. or you're going to gain 20 pounds.
Yeah. And then there's also don't eat for 16 hours and then eat as much as you want in 8 hours and just do that and you'll lose body fat. And the truth is, they both can work. Like,
both of them.
A lot of the stuff can work, but you just have to stay consistent with it and you have to trial and error it and you have to keep trying it and keep messing up and then figure it out that it will work for you. Mm-hmm. It just takes time, right? It's like you have to invest your time into picking one program, one diet, and stick to it for a very long time and you'll see results. The problem is we just don't want to stick to anything. And everybody has that shiny object syndrome. It's like, oh, this new diet's out, this new workout program. And in reality, you've been doing the diet you were on for 4 days and you haven't given any time.
4 days, guys. 4 days.
4 days, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever. 3 weeks is not a long time to stick to anything as far as fitness and health.
It's not.
To a diet, to tracking calories, to not tracking calories, to working out, to running, anything. 3 weeks isn't a long time. Most of you guys are going to live to 120 years old at this point, and 3 weeks isn't a long time. We're talking 6 months. We're talking 3 years. We're talking a decade of you sticking to something, because if you stick to it, it will work, especially if you're adjusting as you go and you're learning about yourself. And I don't even know. Yeah, it's like you have to be consistent with it. And so if you're going to be out there on Instagram or Facebook or Snapchat or wherever you're getting your information, just know that just pick something. Pick something that you like. Pick something that you think you can do consistently and stick with it for 4 years, for 6 months, for a long amount of time, beyond 30 days, beyond 90 days. And you'll get results. And you just have to stick with it.
What it comes down to, honestly.
What it comes down to. So social media is great. I mean, you can follow all your favorite people. You can you can have a voice that you never had before. You can build a business like from literally zero. We started a business with $0 to our name and started in a park, and we got to post our pictures and videos, and people followed us and they came clients. And a lot of them are still with us. And that's amazing. But once you start getting into this realm of like, my life doesn't have as much meaning as this other person's, or I'm not as valuable because I'm not posting, or I'm not talking about something greater than what I do, it becomes super dangerous. So I would tell you, you know, what are you using social media for? Do you have a purpose, or is it just something that's distracting you at the moment? And if you are going to use it for entertainment, that's dope. Like TikTok, I could be on TikTok for an hour just having a great time, laughing, joking, having so much fun. But I know that I don't get as much value out of that as I would like reading or playing my video games or sitting down for dinner with my family. Like, I just don't enjoy it as much. So when I'm on there, I know I need to be either working or trying to show my grandkids how I feel, my motivation, my inspiration to, you know, it's for them. So that's what I would say. What would you tell people about how to deal with like social media?
I would ask you to just ask yourself why it's important to you and be honest with yourself.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of what you said, just thinking about your why behind it. What do you want out of it? That's one question I really had to ask myself with, you know, social media was, what do I want out of it? Well, part of it is entertainment and part of it is, you know, helping people. So just know what you're doing when you're on there.
Yeah.
And then, you know, don't be so hard on yourself. If it is entertainment, use that time to entertain yourself. But then if you are working, use that time to work. Like, try to use the two different intentions for what they're there for. Don't try to mix them. It's hard. But yeah, just be honest with yourself.
One last thing.
Yeah, what's up?
So obviously we have a kid on the way.
We have a baby on the way.
I think about this quite often, but our kid for the first time is going to have to deal with social media and know that it's been around his or her life forever, right? Like, that's how people communicate. That's how technology is being used. Like, what do you think about like kids and social media and like technology altogether? Like, any thoughts? Because I have my thoughts.
Okay, I'll let you have your thoughts in a second. Yeah. Let me go first. I think right now, as much as I've thought about it up until this point, I would say it's pretty positive, just because. So before I did the gym with Bo, I was teaching for about 5 years, and we started integrating more technology in the classroom, like as I kept teaching for them in those 5 years. And in my last year, it became like an everyday thing with the kids in my classroom. We were on our laptops every single day. We were, you know, using Google Classroom, the most I've ever seen it ever used, you know, while I was teaching. My experience with kids and with technology is only coming from like a positive outlook. And so I guess I refer back to that, right? I refer back to like how interested they were in topics that we were talking about in the classroom, as it was a response online and they got to type it out, or they got to respond to each other's comments online, like, you know, through Google Classroom. And I got to see all the comments from, you know, the teacher point of view or like the teacher screen or whatever. So right now it's very, very positive. Now, having a child of my own with all, you know, the different platforms that are available, not just the educational ones, is going to be tricky, because that's going to be a whole new learning curve. And to be honest, I haven't put a ton of thought into it. I think I'm so wrapped up into the baby stage right now and welcoming like a newborn that I'm like, we'll get to the toddler stage. We'll get to the stage.
Where we have 15 seconds on this recording.
Oh, go.
So we'll try to see if we can edit on top of it, but yeah, we gotta go.
We gotta go. Sorry, guys.
There might be a part two. We'll talk to you guys later. Yo, what's up, guys? Sorry, we dropped off right there, but that's what happens when you're recording on a new platform thing. Yeah. So thank you guys for listening. We were starting to ramble at the very end there anyway. So we'll catch you guys next time. You can listen to us anywhere you listen to your podcast, Spotify, Apple, Google, wherever else that you have it. It's there. So yeah, go check us out.
Much love, guys. Thanks for tuning in. And we'll catch you all on the flip.
See you later.